Yeah, very disappointed with both goals. Really sloppy goal that we conceded at the start of the second period. We didn't stop the cross, so we didn't deal with a cross in the box, and you know, the smallest lad on the pitch scores, and that's a real frustration. Contrary to what some people might think, we do work at defending. We do work at a number of aspects of the game, but we seem to be still making the same mistakes. The man with the first goal, I thought the ref was poor, to be fair. You know, I thought it was quite clear looking back that he was 2 or 3 yards offside. Obviously, the linesman makes that decision to an extent. The ref had already given him a penalty that in a million years didn't look like a penalty. So it was tough. We felt we was up against it. You know, good side, the crowd, the officials made it very difficult for us today.
You're talking about the pattern of the defensive lapses, but often they come early into the second half, it would seem. Why has that been the case?
Well, we spoke about that, you know, and again, at half-time, we get the right messages. We give them the right messages. You know, we say about starting the game well. We'll try different things, and we have to look at why. You know, and we've looked at why. It's either a tactical issue, it's either a technical issue, or it's a psychological issue. Because, like you say, it's become a common theme.
You were playing three at the back, or three centre-backs in the first half. You switched it in the second half. What were you trying to achieve with the two switches that you made?
Well, obviously, we initially started with five at the back when we're defending. We wanted to have more bodies in our box to deal with the threat that we thought Portsmouth would pose. I thought we defended well, resolutely. I thought they put us under a lot of pressure. We defended in around our box well. And then we just felt, obviously, to change it, we were chasing the game, and we wanted to stop them a little bit higher up the pitch, stop them at source. So obviously we had our wide players that could stop their fullbacks, because the fullbacks were a big threat from really pushing on and supporting all wide plays. So we want to try and stop it a little bit higher up the pitch at source at that point.
We know that Jay Simpson has now left the club. Does that mean that you've been able to talk to the owner about your desperate need to strengthen the squad?
Yeah. I mean, I'm told at the moment that we've got to work and find a solution from within the club. So that we'll continue to do.
Because you've been linked with people like Adam Barrett, and Barry Fry's been saying that there's players at Peterborough you're also interested in. Is there any news at all?
I've spoke to lots and lots of people about potential targets in case our situation changes. A few of those targets have obviously, you know, gone to other clubs now. So that's quite difficult to see that. We'll continue to look. In case our situation changes, I mean, somebody like Adam Barrett, he would obviously give us competition. He's a leader, somebody I know very well, who would be actually inspirational to the players within the dressing room, and I think that's important now. We've got a lot of young players, we've got some experience in there, and but we have to start getting results, and I think that character in these situations is very, very important.
And finally, for me, I understand there's new ownership. There's definitely a new manager's man you know well, with Kevin Nolan at Notts County. You expect a response there?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. He'll build it on being hard to play against. I think they've got a 0-0 today. Clean sheet straight away for Kevin, which I'm sure will be very successful there.